Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up? I'ma kick it with the lines, y'all know. Just left, can I kick it? Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love. Sent by one from heaven up above. Take a peek, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.
All right, what's going on, family? It's your boy, Liko Mac. We are live. Sagu Radio definitely is in the building, man. We are definitely in the building. We are actually next to the stage right now while we are filming the Off the Chest show, man. We film it every second and fourth Sunday right here next to the stage, man. Big shout out to Red, Shay, Don Diva, man, my boy Big Rip, man. We all in the building getting it done every second and fourth. 7 o'clock, man. We get it in right here next to the stage, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133. Here in the city of Worth, baby, you already know. Man, I tell you what, man, happy belated day of thanks to everybody. Thanksgiving, however you want to say it. I hope it was great. I hope some people, everybody was safe and had a great time. I know we'll be all back to work tomorrow. And, you know, I'm ready for it, you know, thankful for it. And really just like, okay, you know. I guess I have to get back in the groove of things, man. It was a nice week off, and I really enjoyed it. But I just want to say I hope everybody enjoyed their Turkey Day. Man, the Cowboys won, 10-1. Man, they doing their thing, man, and everybody's really talking about them. Everybody's eyes is on them, thinking that they, you know, really, really tripping, man. And I really can't believe it myself, man, 10-1, man. Who would have knew that these boys will be on the run at their own, man, Super Bowl bound. So we're hoping that we'll, as we plan our Super Bowl extravaganza, Super Bowl party here at Next to the Stage, which is profiting or supporting our Maroon 9 Sickle Cell organization, that Cowboys will be in that Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So we got a great show lined up for you today, y'all. Great show lined up. We have my little man, 11 years old, man. If you want to check this interview out, man, 11 years old, and this young brother has a program in place right now that he would like a lot of young people to get involved in. And we'll be talking to him in here about another 10 minutes, but his name is Blake, here, right here in the city of Worth. He's 11 years old, and I did an interview with him at his grandparents' home. I also met him here at Off the Chess Show. He also did an interview with Off the Chess Show. You can check out that interview as well when you go to Off the Chess Media on YouTube. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's season three. It's in season three, so you have to check out season three. That's what it is. So, but anyway, man, we can't wait to talk to him about his program, FACT, F-A-C-T, Friend of Cop Today. And we do a lot of things here in the city of Worth. And a big shout-out to TJ, man, praying for him. He has a recovery. He's back in the hospital, man. And he does a lot of things incorporating the police officers as well as we do with our We Are One rally, which we do corporate police officers as well. So our thing is, you know, it's a trust before tragedy movement, and we all got to be trusting one another. We got to trust the cops. The cops got to trust us, because we don't know who they're walking up on, and we don't know who's walking up on us as civilians. So we just have to get that trust back, and that's what it's about. But like I said, we got a great show, man. We also talked about how can we impact our communities. We got some great things coming up, as you know. Black Wall Street is coming up next year in 2017. So if you are an independent business owner, black business owner, hey, you definitely want to hook us up. You can holler at your boy on Facebook, Angelico McKinney. You can also holler at Cecil Collier on Facebook as well. We also have a great event coming up on December the 10th. Mark your calendars, December the 10th, right here next to the stage, 4612 Granberry Road. I'll tell you what, just check out my page, man. You know, we got some great stuff coming up. December the 10th, free breakfast. My boy Cecil is putting it on. You don't want to miss it. Starting at 8 o'clock registration. You can also register on Eventbrite as well. So you don't want to miss that. You know, you really don't want to miss that. So he's doing a great thing with that. Like I said, that's December the 11th. Also, you don't want to miss December the 17th. We're having a game night right here next to the stage as well. 4612 Granberry Road, 76133, right here in the city of Worth. Man, it's going to be off the chain, and it is benefiting our people here dealing with sickle cell. So it's dealing with it's benefiting the Maroon 9 sickle cell organization. So that's $10, $20 game bags. I'm sorry, $20 game bags. You get in, you play all, you know, play your game. Got domino tournament, spade tournament, got live music. Man, it's going to be off the chain. We're going to have a great time. So mark your calendars for December the 10th, December the 17th, right here at Next to the Stage. Look us up on Facebook, nexttothestage.com. That's the number two, nexttothestage.com. Check out what we got going on. We also have some other great things popping off as well coming up next year, and I'll tell you more about that as the evening goes on. I think I spoke a little bit about it last week. But you also want to, if you're an independent business owner, you also want to go check out legacynetwork.biz. I'm sorry, legacynetwork.biz, and sign your business up. It's free. If you know anybody that hasn't signed up for legacynetwork.biz, have them to go sign their business up there so we can acknowledge them, and they can be a part of our mixers that we have, and also our bus mixture that we got coming up in March as well. So we got some great things popping off. We're really trying to impact our community. We want to impact our community. A big shout out to my man, Mr. B. Had a show last night doing some smooth jazz. Had a show on Thursday, which he does every Thursday from 7 to 9 right here. Same channel, same phone number. And his I Trust and Believe show is every Thursday. We have tomorrow night you can check out Miss K on the Answer Is You show. She comes on from 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday. So you want to check her out as well. Great, 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 great shows to be positive, inspirational shows that we have here. So we definitely want to impact our community in some sort of way that we can and we have enough negativity going on as well. So we'll be talking about, you know, like I said, we talk about how can we impact our community? How can we get involved in our community, you know. So tonight we got my little brother Blake, who we'll be talking to about his FACT, Friend of Cop Today program, right here in the city of Worth, man. So we come back, we're going to drop a song real quick, man, and we come back, hopefully we'll be talking to him. And we just really want people to know that it don't take, you don't have to be, you know, the best or the most well-spoken to make something happen. It's always somebody out there that feels like, you know, because I did, don't get me wrong, I felt like there was nothing I could do. I wasn't the best speaker. I wasn't the best. I didn't go through anything. I wasn't in jail. I didn't, you know, I wasn't in jail like that. I didn't sell drugs. I didn't smoke or drink. So I felt like I really had nothing to say. But at the same time, I started really thinking about it, and I had a lot to say. So that's why we're here on the Bomb Radio Network, which is the best of music broadcast, but we have our shows to impact, a positive impact on our communities. So when we come back, like I say, another 4 minutes, we'll be talking to our brother. Now, y'all don't want to miss this interview, man. My man Blake, we right here on Next to the State. I mean, Next to the State, right here on Sagu Radio, man. Step your game up radio, man. We'll be right back. We are live at Next to the Stage as we take the open the Off the Chest show right here. So we'll be right back, man. It's your boy Lico Mac, man. You don't want to miss this interview. Right now, we're going to get my boy Willie Mo Jr. Feel Like Praising, man. We'll be right back, man. Don't move. You're going to miss it, all right?
Hey. In the midst of, in the midst of. Now look, to all my church folks, what I want you to do is I want you to play this real, real loud in your car. Make them think you listening to some secular stuff.
Know you really feel like praising.
Why come?
Jesus is so amazing. Responsible for great things. Jesus is so amazing.
Guess what?
Working hard, trying to get money. So much drama, always around me. I'm going up, so how could you doubt me? I wanna be free. Check to check, payday to payday. Praying every day to find me a new way. Struggle gon' come, but faithful I will stay. Cause I believe.
Mac of the Sagu Radio Show, and I'm here to talk about the Next to the Stage Premier Event Complex, which is located at 4612 Granberry Road,
Fort Worth, Texas, 76133. So do you need a spacious, affordable spot for your next event or meeting? Well, this is it. To schedule a tour or a booking, please contact 817-797-2526 or visit www.nexttothestage.com and tell them Lico Mac sent you. They'll treat you right.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
All right, family, we are back live from Next to the Stage Event Center right here, man, 4612 Granberry Road, right here in southwest side of town, man, in the city of Worth, baby. You already know what it is. Man, big ups again to our family here at the Bomb Radio Network. We got my man, Mr. B, man, who you can hear every Thursday right here, same number, every Thursday with our Trust and Believe show from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tomorrow night, you can hear every Monday, you can hear Miss Kate. The Answer Is You show, right here, same number. You don't want to miss that as well, from 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday, man. So that's how we get it in, man. Like I said, we already, I'm going to have my brother to hit one for me. Let me know he's in the building. Hit that number one, and we'll be talking to Blake tonight, man. Like I said, we're talking to a young brother, 11 years old, man, doing his thing here in the community, man, doing something that a lot of us people of color don't like to do. You know what I'm saying? And we do not like to friend cops. We do not like to do that. But this young brother has initiative of having young people to start thinking differently about law enforcement in our community. And I want to thank him for that as well. But we got him right here live on the show right now. I'm bringing him in hot right now. I want to welcome, man, y'all give a big round of applause to my man, Blake. Blake, what's going on, brother?
Nothing right now.
All right, man. I tell you what, I want to thank you so much, you know, for calling into the show, man. Thank you so much. I know you got school tomorrow. I want to thank you and your mother for allowing you to call in and talk about your program a little bit. I know we had a interview, face-to-face interview, that people can also see as well, but I wanted to get you on the radio show for other people that might not was able to hear it and now can listen to you right here on the Sagu Radio Show, man. How you been doing? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very great.
Okay, good. What all you eat, man?
What did you say?
I say, what all did you eat?
All right, turkey, dressing, cranberry, and a little bit of cornbread.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm still eating on leftovers. I don't know about you, but I know Lico still, you know, on leftovers, you know what I'm saying? So still got some leftovers, man, some nice turkey. We actually did a little video, too, the certain Caesar thing, too. But anyway, y'all, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to my man, Blake, young brother, man, got a great program. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself a little bit, Blake. Tell us your name, what you go by, what school you go to. They already know you're 11 years old. And then talk a little bit about your initiative and what you're trying to, what you're expecting to accomplish with your FACT. And let them know what that means as well.
My name is Blake Bryant, and I go to Henley Middle School. I created this program so that African Americans and cops, we can have a social change between each other. Because in the old times, cops, they used to kill black people for no reason, and it still happens right now. So that's why I created this program, so that we can stop all that and so that we can be unified.
Okay. All right. I mean, that is awesome. I got to get out of hand right there. That is great. That is great. And I think that is something that we have to really look at, because it is a problem in our communities. You are so right, Blake, with that happening. We do have a problem with communication between blacks and our officers in our communities. But like I said, how do you think this would change with you saying, hey, you know, I mean, how do you think, like, say, with the change, or how could you think it would change our communities if you go and approach an officer? What do you think it would do to the police officers feel about African Americans in their community?
It's just so they can know me, so that they won't go around thinking that I'm just a random black person who's bad.
Yep, that's good. That's awesome. Because I tell you, a lot of times, a lot of people They do look at black folk and they say, hey, that we are all thugs, which the thug is a new N-word for a lot of people. So when they call us thugs, they really calling us the N-word on the sneak, but that's a whole nother subject. But that's great that you are looking at it in that way because, you know, honestly, that's the way I look at it too. You know, I think that if we, you know, matter of fact, you know, be honest with you, I was stopped by a cop yesterday about my taillight. And, you know, and he stopped me and I just asked him, you know, he said, I stopped you because you don't have no brake light. And I said, okay, officer. And he said, well, he said, just give me your license. And he was real nice. He said, I said, well, you mind if I get out and take a look because I changed them? And he let me get out. And so I think, do you think that if we are nice to the officers are in turn to be nice to us as well, like to kind of give us, you know, the nice treatment as well if we do something like that?
And do you think that officers are nice to us if we're nice to them?
I think that some officers are nice and some officers are sort of bad because not all black people are bad, just like all cops are not bad. I'm talking about the good cops out there.
Okay, and that is true. There's a lot, just like a lot of bad people in the world, there's a lot of bad cops also. So you think that if we be more nicer to cops, you think cops in turn will be nice to us as well? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that. I think sometimes we initiate cops. Sometimes we as people, individuals, we really, the cops are stopping us for something simple. And then we as individuals look at the cop and start cursing or talking bad or, you know, to the cop, and the cop really just was probably stopping us. Like you said yesterday, if I would have got upset, it could have turned into something real bad. And, you know, and it really wasn't bad. So I kind of controlled the situation to where it turned out to be good as well. And he did as well because he came up being nice to me. I was in turn nice program. And what actually is the FACT program? Let us know what the FACT, F-A-C-T, stands for.
Friend a cop today.
Okay, all right. And I know I talked when we interviewed in live in person, and for those of you, it's Friend a Cop Today. And I know we talked, and how many cops have you friended since I last talked to you? Have you got a chance to engage with any more cops since a couple of weeks ago?
Four
more? Okay, awesome. That is awesome. And I mean, my hat is really off to you. Like I said before, I really commend you because it's a lot of older people don't even think in my age range, and even from 20s and up or even from teens and up, really don't want to engage in police officers. And I can't even explain the gratitude that I feel like what you are doing and the impact I feel it is going to have on our community. And I just think that it's an awesome thing. I think what you're doing is so great. I wanted to also ask you, I know you said you went to Hanley Middle School. Hanley Elementary?
No, just Hanley Middle.
Hanley Elementary. Hanley Middle? Okay. So you go to Hanley Middle School. So have they let you speak about your program in school yet? Have they gave you a chance to, you know, talk about it or anything yet?
I've heard a few people talking about my program. Some people, they went up to me, they asked what my program was about, and then the day I got back from another, the day when I got back from K-104, I went into my class. I told the teacher I wanted to brag about my program, so she stopped the whole class and told her about my program and about how I friend cops.
Wow! Awesome! Come on now! Come on now! All right. Yeah. How did your class respond to that?
They were pretty surprised. Like after my class ended, there was a whole bunch of people surrounding me. They were asking about my program, and they said they were talking about what did I do at K-104.
Wow. They probably was really glad because I tell you what, I know when I was 11, I didn't get a chance to go to K-104. I tell you that with anything that I really wasn't really doing that bad, but I wasn't doing that like what you were doing anyway. So that is really intriguing to a lot of your fellow classmates and a lot of older people probably have got a chance to go to K104 as well and definitely speak. You can probably go there and look around, but get on the microphone and talk, that is another story. So that is awesome. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break right quick, Brother Blake. And I want when we come back, I really want you to talk about what are you looking to do in the future, in the next month, and the years ahead with your program, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Just hold on for me. We got somebody else that wants to talk to you as well. They got their hand up to say something to you, but we'll do that right after this break here. If you're just tuning in, you are definitely tuning in to Sagu Radio with your boy Liko Mac, man. Step Your Game Up Radio, and man, you know how we do. We do inspirational. We do some positive stuff for a change. You know, we already have enough of that bad stuff happening, so we really want to give our people something different to wake up to or listen to besides the other stuff that we used to listening to on. on our radios and TV. So, but we'll be right back, man. Like I said, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to your boy, young man, Brother Blake on here talking about fact, this program, see how, what he's planning on doing in the near future and the future beyond. All right, we'll be right back. Do not move.
I just want my life to count. I want to make an impact for the sake of the gospel. That will live far beyond me. I'm talking about a kingdom legacy, man. We a part of something beautiful. If you know the feeling, turn up. Trying to reach little buddy boy 6 feet under. Trump. Boy, they throw him in the pen, now they saying he a number. Do it. But you ain't just another number because you made in his image. Amen. And his grace still really, your sins can be forgiven. Church. Trying to reach baby girl because she feel incomplete. Reach baby girl because she feel incomplete. Tell her she ain't gotta get love in the streets. I wanna reach my city, cause the hood life ain't always pretty. But I would like saying thank you to all that get involved, God is all our city.
Mobile Center. You're listening to Step Your Game Up Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
It's your man, Mr. B, host of the ITAB show, I Trust and Believe. It's time to connect with your main man, Liko Mac, of the Sagu Radio Show. Let's go.
All right, family. We are back. doing our thing, y'all, doing our thing, man. I tell you what, man, we are here doing our show live from next to the stage, man. And right now, we have live in the mix my brother, young brother, 11 years old, man. Got a great program, FACT program going on, Friend a Cop Today, which I think is awesome. It really supersedes a lot of things that a lot of older people don't even grasp the concept yet. Everybody, every cop is bad. And there's some cops out there that think every black person is bad. But my young man, Blake, here, he has a different eye. He looks at that with a different eye. And I know, Blake, you know, we was talking about, you know, you being at Hanley Middle School and your teacher letting you speak. You've been on K-104. What other things have you done with this program so far? Then I'll ask you about your plans about it. But have you been doing anything besides? I know you did the Off the Chest show as well. Have you did anything else besides K-104 on that level?
Motorola Solutions.
Okay. Oh, wow. Motorola Solution. If you can explain, what does that consist of?
So this is Blake's mom. So Motorola Solutions is one of the leading products for the radios for the police officers. They've actually reached out to us through his email, and I asked permission to write a story about him and also include him in their community policing campaign that they're about to come out with. I believe in the new year. So one of the execs reached out to us and let us know that they were very interested in him and wanting to partner with him so that he can kind of become like the face for their community policing outreach program, which is pretty awesome. He's scheduled also to meet the chief of police. Not sure exactly when he'll have the time to do that, but that's on the books, and he's supposed to go to the police training center to meet other police officers.
Yeah, Alpha Felix. Okay.
To go to the police academy is what it is. And also recently Kiki Wyatt reached out to us through his Instagram and let him know that she was proud of him and he was doing a good job.
Wow, Kiki Wyatt.
Yeah, Officer T. Nelson, which is one of the popular police officers that does community policing. He's sent him a, you know, a kudos. And also the Snapchat officer, I can't think of his name right now, but he's actually the one who, Officer Daniels, who has like over 100,000 followers or whatever on Instagram, if I'm not mistaken. He actually reposted Blake on Instagram, and that's how Blake started his own Instagram page. He reached out to me and was like, he loved everything that Blake was doing, and he suggested that I go ahead and create Blake his own Instagram and on Facebook fan page and stuff like that, and that he would shout him out. And as soon as I did so, he got him his first 600 followers, and then he made the front page of IMGR, which got him an additional, I think, 3,000 followers.
Oh, my goodness. I can only imagine. That is awesome. Wow. Wow. So now that, Mom, now I got you on, I want to talk to him, but I know I want to talk to you as well, because I know that you are, and I want to give kudos to you as well for leading him and supporting him like you do. And I know a lot of this is through him. You know, it's not you. It's through him. He wants to do this on his own. I understand that. What is your plans for him coming up next, or what is his plans for the program coming up here, like I said, the next new year in 2017, we'll just go there. What are y'all plans to do besides the great things, or how y'all, you know, planning to move around and do some other things? What are y'all plans, if y'all have any?
His program is kind of growing leaps and bounds, and I am only one person. He's only one person. So we ask that everybody just kind of join in so that they can also meet police officers. Unfortunately, due to my schedule, he's always on top of me like, Mom, I have to go meet cops today. But I work. I'm a single mom, so I have to work a lot of hours, and I just don't have the opportunity to drive him around like that. So if other people join in, which is the goal, for not just him to meet these officers and officers to get to know him, but for other African-American kids, people, period, just to go out and meet people and just get to know each other and know that we're not he's not sheltered in the sense that he does not know that all officers are good. He also knows that you can completely comply. You can be good and you can be nice and you can be kind and you can still be met with hatred. I don't blind
That's
my
right.
children. They're very
right.
aware. They're very woke to things like that. So he knows that you can comply. You can be in complete compliance and still be killed. But what we're trying to do
Don't
is
you blame?
Just look past it and try to, you know, it starts with one person. So children are
right.
that thing that can turn that leaf because they're so innocent and they're so pure. But one thing that he mentioned to me that he wanted to do was he wanted to do something like a meet and greet with police officers and other kids so that it's a mass type of thing. So I was trying to call local movie theaters to see if they would donate or see if we can rent out a movie theater with the police department, with the Fort Worth Police Department, and have police officers come and kids come and just, you know, kind of watch a movie together. Something that kids like to do where it's not so heavy. You don't have to have a whole conversation. You just spend time together and have a good time. I think it would be a good thing. Whatever activity we can get together is what we're trying to plan in 2017.
Well, I think that's awesome. Again, Mom, I want to actually open the doors to your Thai Event Center, which you came and did off the chest show at. So we have different events as well. So if you're not able to find a movie theater, which I pray and hope you do, even if you do, we still have an open door to you to where we can also hopefully invite officers like it with TJ Raxner as well, see if we can also open up doors to get that done as well on a smaller note. If any way we can do it. Also, I would like him to be a part of our We Are One rallies as well, going around the different apartment complexes, passing out information or whatever that we'll be starting back up in February. So we do that every third Friday of the month. Now, that's if y'all can. I know how you work. And so, but I just want to open up the door to let you know that he can definitely come and talk about his program to the apartment complexes, the people that's in attendance. And, of course, it'll be police officers there as well. So he can talk about his program along with Officer Pena. So she does a Success Through Respect program there. So we'll work it out. So he can come in every month that he can make it. He's definitely welcome to talk about his program and to pass that information to the residents that's in attendance at the place. So we love that. Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. No, he's definitely blessing a lot of people. And I tell you, he's going to encourage a lot of people as well, too. So I wanted to open that door. But we got a hand up. That my brother B, he's also a DJ here on the Bomb Radio Network as well. And he had his hand up, and I know he wanted to get something in right here. And I'm not sure what he wanted to say. But the line is open. We welcome my man, Mr. B, to the show. How you doing, Mr. B?
Wonderful, wonderful evening. I just want to chime in, brother. I'm just so elated to hear that young man talking and then to hear his mother's wonderful voice and what they are doing in the community, man, that says a lot about their family. It says extremely much for their family. And kudos to your young brother, Brother Blake, and to your mother and whomever else that's involved, you know, in helping to a real race. The attitude that you have, man, is A1. It's A1. And I don't say that with a light heart. I see it, you know, very enthusiastically. So I'm just grateful to, you know, hear this young brother wanting, you know, to, because it is an epidemic, you know, here in these United States. But, and I'm so grateful that this young brother wants to, you know, he has a heart. You can hear it all in his voice, all in his being, that he actually wants, you know, to go after this cause. And it's a worthy cause. You don't find too many 11-year-olds, you know, babies, as I consider them babies, you know, wanting to do something of this magnitude, man. So, again, all that's coming your way, young brother, just keep your head up and continue to have that positive attitude that you have, that you've been gifted, that, you know, God has gifted unto you. Continue to you know, inspire, you know, other young folks and some of us older folks, you know, and continue to imitate yourself, you know, and what God has placed in your heart, man. You know, He's given you a purpose and a passion. And so I thank God for it. I just thank God to be able to listen to this young brother. I really do.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. I really support all your help.
Well, you know, you
have our help, Blake, and I tell you, this brother here, Mr. B, like I say, his show comes on Thursday nights, and I'm pretty sure he would love for you to come on his show. We can have it where you can set him up. And his name is BL Gamble on Facebook, and you can definitely contact him. I'm pretty sure even Miss Kay would even like for you to come on our show on Mondays. We know maybe y'all can set something up with that as well, so we can get the word out as much as possible with that. So we'll try to see what we can to set up some other dates here on the Bomb Radio Network. So and speaking of contact, let the people know how they can contact you, how they can request, you know, being a friend, what they can do to be a part of what you're doing.
At Blake's Fact on Instagram.
At Blake's Fact. And could you spell that for him?
B-L-A-K-E-S. F-A-T-C-T-S. It's Blake's Facts on Instagram.
Okay, gotcha. I know I kind of put him on the spot. I was just really trying to make sure that people they know how to spell it, and they can get to where they need to be if they want to be involved. Because like I said, what we were saying, what he's doing is I can see it doing great things here in the city of Worth right here. You know what I'm saying? I see it going above and beyond, not just here, but I mean, I'm talking about worldwide, you know, because we do have that. And I would like for him to be a part of our Trust Before Tragedy movement as well, which is almost the same thing. We have to trust one another. We don't know what that cop is going to do. That cop doesn't know what we're going to do when they approach the car. So we have to trust one another. And that goes for churches and a lot of other things. So when we start really working on the Trust Before Tragedy, I would love to get him engaged and involved with that as well, partner up with him. And we can partner up together and get this and get a movement started, because, like I said, it takes all of us. And we all not bad, but it is some bad on each side. So we thank you so much, Mom, and Brother Blake. We thank you so much for your time. I know you got to go to work and school tomorrow. But is there anything else y'all would like to put out there in the atmosphere before I let you guys go? You're welcome to any shout outs or whatever.
Yes. And I really just like to say again, thank you for all your support.
Well, you know what, bro? You anytime, brother. Y'all can keep this number and call in. Matter of fact, I want you to do a drop for the radio station, for the Bomb Radio Network. That way we can always play it. Even if you're when you're not here, we can also let them know where to find you at. So I'll get with you off the record, and we'll get you a promo made or a drop made for the Bomb Radio Network. Is that cool?
Wow, thanks.
Okay, all right, no problem. Again, y'all, if y'all just tuning in, we was talking about Brother Blake, man, young brother, 11 years old, man, doing his thing, man, right here. I mean, right now, he's friend of cop today. Stop being scared of speaking to a cop. They're human just like you are. And I want cops to understand that we're human just like you are as well. So don't look at a black person as being a threat to you as well as we looking at, you know, we got to come together on this thing. We got to bond it. We got a friend of cop. We got to do this Trust Before Tragedy thing. We got to put it together and make it happen, man. But I thank you so much, Blake. You're doing a great job, man. God bless you. God bless your mom and your family. And like I said, brother, we're going to get you on the show, on these other shows as well, man. Did you want to say anything else to him, Mr. B, before they?
Absolutely. Continue to make an impact that you're making, brother. You really are making a major impact in our city of Worth, as this brother said. And anything that we can do, I can do to help that cause, just we're a phone call away, young brother. Phone call away. I'm actually on the east side where you are. So I'm just a phone call away, just like these other brothers and sisters that are involved. And again, I just want to say shout out to your mother and anyone else that is involved with the positive attitude that you have, you know, towards you know, our law enforcement and period. So keep on being a shining star, young brother. You are a shining star.
Thank you, sir.
And just a last little thing. Again, just one person. So if other people can get their kids involved, and if you post the pictures on Instagram, he has a hashtag
hashtag facts with the little police officer symbol, and you will see all the pictures and other people's kids that have posted pictures. So that would really help because he's only one person. He can only meet so many officers himself. So it's just got to be a community
right.
thing.
But that's
thank
right.
You
You're sure
him.
Right.
He's under
hey,
the
you
weather
know,
right now. So thank
say
you
that again,
so
I'm
much,
sorry.
Guys. I said thank you so much
hey.
For having him. He's under the weather right now, so he's kind of
okay.
He's out of it. But thank you guys so
it's
much
understand.
For having him on.
No, thank you so much for in letting him do what he do and, you know, like I said, opening them doors for him and him opening up doors for you as well because y'all are working it together. So God bless you. Like I said, we'll be getting on with the promo for the show and getting you on these other shows as well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Y'all have a blessed night, man. For those who are tuning in, like I say, man, we talking about Brother Blake, man, young brother, 11 years old. Big shout out to him and his mom, man, for doing some great things here in the community, the city of Worth, man. And that's how we do it, man. That's how we do it. We're going to go to a break, man. I got my man, Mr. B, on the line, man. You can listen to him every Thursday, man. And I think he was on yesterday, man. I did a show go yesterday with the Jazz.
Oh, brother, I had a great time. Like I said, I was being selfish, but I had a great time. I just was feeling, you know, what like old girl said, I'm feeling myself.
No, okay.
I was kind of feeling myself, so I wanted to hear a little jazz, brother. Just relax, you know, and unwind, you know. And I was wanting other people just to ride with me for that 1 hour. So I appreciate the Bomb Network and my man Mr. Aliko Mack here, Sagu Radio Show, for allowing me to do what I do.
Oh man, you know it ain't no thing, brother. It's about us, man. We gotta help one another. That's what it's all about, man. So if y'all just missed it, man, go ahead and listen to the archive. Listen to our brother Blake. Man, he's doing a great job with his FACT program, FACT, Friend a Cop Today. Doing an awesome job, man. And we're going to go to the song, man. And, boy, I tell you what, man, it's a great thing, man. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me, Mr. B, man. Appreciate you, brother. We'll be right back, man. Your boy, Aliko Mack, Soccer Radio. You better step your game up, baby.
It's your man, Mr. B, host of the ITAB show, I Trust and Believe. It's time to connect with your main man, Aliko Mack, of the Sagu Radio Show. Let's go.
We're going to get into a little bit of this right here, man. My boy, Zacardi Cortez with YDIA. You did it again right here on Sagu Radio, man. We'll be right back.
Just got the call I've been waiting on, telling me I got the job. Just got approved for the new crib, picking up the keys to mine. The sun is shining brighter than it ever has, no. Oh, I'm smiling more now than I've ever had, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't deserve things you do, and I just can't believe that you keep blessing me the way that you do. Walked away without a scratch. Lord, it was nobody but you. My daughter's about to graduate with all A's. That's good news. The sun is shining brighter than it ever has. Ooh. From the bottom of my heart, I wanna thank you for that.
Thank you. If you or someone you know is dealing with sickle cell trait or the sickle cell disease, please give Maroon 9 a call at 817-797-2526 or visit the website at www.maroon9sicklecell.org.
This is your girl Kay with This Is It DNA Diagnostic Mobile Center. You're listening to Step Your Game Up Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
All right, y'all, we are back. We are back, man. Had a great show tonight, man. I tell you what, man, I really enjoyed my brother, Mr. Blake, man, young brother Blake, man, 11 years old, man. I tell you what, awesome, brother, awesome, man. And then his mom, man, with that mind frame that he has, he's going to go a long way with his way of thinking, man. And we pray that we can uplift him in every way that we can around here at the Bomb Radio Network to support what his endeavors and what he got going on with our police officers. What you think about that, Mr. Blake? Mr. B?
Oh, you already know what I think about it. Kudos, kudos, kudos. Keep up the good work. Keep up the great work. Now that's not good work. That's awesome work. That young brother right there,
yeah.
Like I say, he's inspired me, you know, to join the, you know, I hit him up on Instagram just a few seconds ago. I'm a fan, brother. You know, I believe in what the young brother's doing and his parents, you know, and his mother. So keep up the great work.
Wow. Well, that's awesome, brother. And I appreciate you, man, for even logging in, man. Give a shout out to our other counterpart, Miss Kay. She called in and got off real quick. But, you know, we understand how things happen, man. Life is happening as we're doing our shows. So sometimes we
Absolutely.
In, sometimes we ain't. But y'all can check her out tomorrow or every Monday. On right here at the same number, the Bomb Radio Network from 6 to 8, she's on right here at the same number. And like I say, my boy Mr. B is on the line right now every Thursday. You never know, he might sneak a few other days in there. So you got to be looking out, man. You're trying to follow him on Facebook and Instagram and see what he's going to do. But anyway, he's on every Thursday from 7 to 9 right here, same number, the Bomb Radio Network, best of music broadcast, man. So thank him as well, you know. And we got some great things coming up, and I know I was going to talk to y'all. If you're a business owner, real quick, want to throw this out here, man, we got some great things popping up next year, man. And we're definitely launching the Black Wall Street initiative as well. So if you want to sign up, like I said, you definitely want to put on your calendars December the 10th, December the 17th. Those are some great days. We also have December the 23rd, we have a comedy show coming right here next to the stage as well. So we'll be having some great comedy. Big shout out to my homies, man. You know, M. Dot White and Romalis, man, they're going to come in and do their thing, man, with the Legacy Network. So if you're a black business, go and register your business for free with Legacy Network, legacynetwork.biz, legacynetwork.biz. That's your first step. As we get to climbing up and doing other things, man, you know, start coming to our mixers every third that we have, which we'll be starting back again in February. But we have one in January to sign people up just for the bus trip that we're taking to Tulsa, Oklahoma, which I haven't talked about. But it's called the Bus Mixer. It's going to be March the 18th. Mark your calendar. Lock in the date. March the 18th. $25 a person round trip. You can get on. You can announce your business, talk about your business while we're taking that three-hour drive up there to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the original Black Wall Street was in 1920. We're just going to go and hopefully be able to take a tour, eat together, talk together, you know, in order to kick off our Black Wall Street grand opening here in Stop 6 here in the city of Worth, man. And want to give a shout-out to our pastor, Pastor Alcy Chris Jr. at the Alathea Temple Church, man. He has some land next to his church that he's going to give to us, man, so we can let these black vendors come and do their thing at the Black Wall Street Marketplace every Saturday from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. So we're going to be out there, man. We're really trying to make this a natural thing where we know, hey, man, I know I go to Black Wall Street when I need something first. Let me go there and see if they got it there first before I go any other spot, man. And, you know, and real quick, I know we got about 3 minutes left in the show. What do you think? How else do you think we can impact our community real quick, Mr. B? What other ways you think we can impact?
Well, again, just continue to get out and mobilize, you know, continue to promote our businesses, promote, you know, the individuals that are in our community, by, you know, effectively, you know, being out there amongst them. You know, like I said, I'm out there in the streets, you know, with the people every day, man. You know, whether it's ministry or whether it's just, you know, just speaking with someone, you know, that's out there on these streets, man. It's rough out there. And so that's how we can positively affect our community, by being out amongst our community, you know, and patronizing, you know, our local businesses and things of that nature. So it's all about, you know, us communing together within the community.
Right. And you are so right about that, brother. And that's a great statement to end on, man, because we do have to make a difference. No matter if you've been to jail, you haven't been to jail, if you can speak well, if you can't speak well, it don't matter what you is, you have a talent. You're born with something within you. We just have to wake that sleeping giant that's within you, your call and your purpose. You know, like my brother said, you know, you got to live on purpose, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you got, and like you're saying on the show, on your show Thursday, you know, ugly, be ugly. You got to love yourself, you know what I'm saying? You got to be ugly. You got to love yourself, man. You got to love yourself, man. I love that. And that's really what it's about. But we are here to help our community with Black Wall Street, man. So make sure if you're not a friend or not following me on Facebook, follow me, Angelico McKinney on Facebook. We have some great things to help our black businesses out. We got a black bank coming that we're working on. So you definitely want, like I say, be here on the 10th, 9 o'clock at the latest, here at Next to the Stage, 4612 Granberry Road, 761-33 right here in Fort Worth, Texas. On the 17th, you want to be here. Help support a worthy cause, sickle cell, which there's not enough support for sickle cell here in our community. So we came up with Maroon 9, me and my wife. My wife's brother passed away from sickle cell disease. So we're in that sickle cell fight, and we want to help the people that are here that need that help. So you want to be here for our game night on the 17th, and that starts at 7, ends at midnight. And we're going to have live music, games, fun. We're going to have a great time. Also, like I said, we have a comedy show coming up on the 23rd of December. So lock the calendar for that as well, man. M. White is hosting that mixtape comedy show, and it's going to be a great thing as well. So we got a lot of great things going on. 2017 is going to be big. Mark your calendars for March 18th for our bus mixer, and also mark your calendar also for April the 1st, which is a big day here in the city of Worth, the Fort Worth, Texas, man. Nobody's doing this right here. Black Wall Street Marketplace, nothing but black vendors. We're trying to grow this, make it an epidemic, like you say, man. People want to figure out how they can get in and want to do certain things. We're looking for 50 vendors to be a part of that. It's $20. It's $20. All right, thank you. All right, $20 up. They just get through it off the chest show, man. So y'all got to check that out, too. Off the chest media. Okay, off the chest media on Facebook, that is. Man, but we have some great things popping off. Mark your calendar. Stay posted. Stay tight-lipped, tight-eared to our shows here on the Bomb Radio Network. Again, check your boy Mr. B out every Thursday, 7 to 9, right here. Same time. Same channel. You know what I'm saying? Same number. Hit us up, the Bomb Radio Network. Tomorrow night, check out your girl, Miss K, right here from 6 to 8 o'clock. Same number, y'all, right? It's your boy, Lico Mac. You got to step your game up, man. Mr. B, I appreciate you, brother. God bless you. Man, I appreciate all your support, all your love, man. And y'all out there listening, thank y'all. Y'all have a great week, man. Go Cowboys. We're about to get it in, man. It's your boy, Lico Mac. We'll see y'all next week, man. We're signing off. Love you, brother. Love y'all out there, man. You got to be ugly. You got to love yourself. And we signing off. It's your boy, Lico Mac.
You too, brother.
Peace.
Peace.